Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Dozens are dead after a powerful earthquake hit Ecuador late Saturday. The shallow 7.8 magnitude quake struck along the Pacific coast. It was felt 170 kilometers away in the capital, Quito. We will keep you updated. On the other side of the Pacific, tens of thousands of traumatized Japanese spent another night in evacuation centers as powerful aftershocks continue to rock the southern main island of Kyushu, hit by two earthquakes within 24 hours. This evacuee said aftershocks are continuing, so she cannot even begin to think what's ahead. At least 41 people have died there. Nearly 2,000 have been injured so far. Pope Francis took some Syrian refugees back to Rome after a quick visit to the Greek island of Lesbos, where refugees have been living in camps.
Sono accolti dal Vaticano. Sarà il Vaticano.
The Pope said the refugees are welcome at the Vatican and that they will get help to find work. He said they are guests of the Vatican. Francis said his decision to bring them back to Rome was purely humanitarian and not a political act. However, it comes as attitudes in Europe appear to be hardening over accepting more refugees. General Rabe Abubakar of Nigeria's military says they are continuing with the fight to combat terrorism and will not be deterred from efforts to rescue all civilians, including the kidnapped Chibok schoolgirls who have been abducted by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Critics say it appeared that security agencies have not done enough to find the girls. This is VOA News.